Hello, how we doing? Good. Not the greatest of all time. Let's chill. As you and I both know, it's definitely chill by the universe's standards. It's funny how I feel like by now, in the world, we could hold that specifically to just the internet world. All the TikTok or scrolling that we're doing, even if you're not doing that much right now, how much we as a collective have just done up until this point. One of the biggest themes is, like, we all know, no matter how tough it is to see in the present moment, we all know just how true it is that there are bad days along with good days. And it's hard to admit the bad days. It's hard to admit when someone asks, "How are you?" to give that true answer, or to even just realize in my head, like, is it a good day? Is it a bad day? And I think it's much more obvious than we give credit to. Like, I don't know. Or that failure is a part of success. It's the exact same thing in my mind. We all know that so well by now. So if you're not having that good of a day, that's definitely chill. I think it's crazy that on a not so good day you're listening to this, though. If that were the case, I find that intriguing, and I appreciate you. Very unprepared for this one. God damn it, something hits me in the face when I do this. This is obviously going to be my last one of this year. And I had an idea for what I wanted to do, but per usual, I just sit down and hit record, and best to catch myself off guard, I think, and just send it. I'm just gonna look at a couple things really quick because I have no obligation to do anything at the moment. Trip down memory lane. Kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me. I don't know how to do this. There maybe is no point to doing this. And I'm not even going to pose the question right now because I'm sure I've posed it a couple thousand times over the last couple of years. This is just over 2 years old. 740 days worth. Definitely not 740 podcasts. No, more like 15 or however many it's been. 15 out of 750 days. I don't feel bad about that. Don't worry. I'm just saying. Once again, I'm definitely hit with the obvious fact of, or the obvious statement that I do not know if I'm going to continue this portion in this way. When I started the year, I wasn't sure if I was going to be moving to California, and obviously had an intention to interview people, to have conversations with other people, to have guests, and that be, you know, start that on this platform and give myself the opportunity to just talk to other people. And I thought maybe once I decided to move out to California that I was actually going to do that and continue that, you know, ask random people, you know, a worker at a gas station or someone I see on the street or a coworker or a friend of a friend or someone that I just randomly meet and ask them to just talk to me for 30 minutes, you know, anything from whatever, 20 minutes to 2 hours. I don't care. But didn't end up happening. Real life constantly has been hitting me in the face for so long. As much as I've, especially due to the, basically it's like a digital FOMO, feeling like there's so much more that I am capable of doing when it comes to, I will use this word really quick, content. That I'm using it though as a word to describe substance that can be viewed by other people, or just doing a lot of work, creating a lot of art without showing anyone and just having a lot therefore to share. And I still do in many ways that are more difficult to be seen, but so I just wish over the last couple of years, I wish right now, but that's more of an overarching, or I guess more hidden or underneath feeling that I've had since I started this or before. Just I wish I could do more. I wish I would have done more up to this point. Like, for example, moving out to California this spring and having in my head all these plans, even if they're just subtle, but there are so, I know I'm not alone in this, but just all those mini little plans and only you know about them and only you know which ones you're serious about or which ones you know this is, you know, like, let's do this, you know, so that 6 months from now, like, shit can look really different in that area. And I didn't do a lot of them. I didn't do most of them. For, in my opinion, what keeps coming back to me, though, on the other side of that, on the other side of reflecting on that and going through those, going through each one of those things, is that was never replaced by anything. This has always been the thing, which is living life, which is dealing with every single little situation and interaction with myself and with everybody and everything, all the energies that are on the outside of mine, and dealing and, you know, conversating and interacting with my own. That has truly ascended to, like, it's basically a constant knock, knock, knock. Like, remember this. this is what matters right now the most. Getting me straight, getting me in line and straight. I love how that's such a street word that we use, like, are you straight? And how that perfectly reflects the word or the term being in line with your higher self. And as much as we all know we have to pay the bills, and there's very real responsibilities when it comes to family, significant others, friends, you know, moving across the country or car. Yeah, bills is such a big one, obviously. And a job or a career or school being at the top of that list for that. But I'm not saying that I have been just putting all my attention on just this, like literally within my bubble, within my aura, like my energy, not my 100% attention. No, because of all those other things that deserve my attention. But yeah, what I said is I can just constantly hear that, like, hello, like, remember, like, that's the most important. So every time I get down on myself or I think I wish I would have done more, or let's say for the podcast, for example, how I was saying I wish I would have, or I had planned to continue that when I came out here, or I still wanted that to be a part of it. And I just get reminded by that right away, is it's okay. That stay here for now. You know, so many more things are waiting to need my energy, whether it be other people that are waiting to come into my life, other big, you know, responsibilities that are going to come into my life and are going to need my attention, and in the near future and in the future in general. But right now, while I still have it, while I don't need to do so much outside of myself, that this and how I, you know, this, the calmness, the feeling of all of it, like, am I content with all of the thoughts? Am I content with my feelings? Am I content with how I am interacting with each of these things, even if it is just a little plan, even if it is me saying, I really want to do this when I come out to California, and then I don't. How am I talking to myself after that? Do I leave that mini conversation with myself and with my higher self? Do I leave it feeling okay, feeling good? I think good is that good, that great in-between word, not to say I'm so happy with the way I just, you know, with that I'm not doing so much and that's okay. No, it's good. That is peace, you know, that is, we harp so much on things being good or happy or anything, any positive reflection or word to describe something that's happening to us or outside of us or whatever or inside of us, and yet we forget that being in a neutral state is so powerful, because I like to think that means we're digging those negatives out of the hole. You know, we're bringing them up at least onto the ground where we can sit with them, where we're not, you know, feeling resentful by their presence. You know, feeling resentful by the presence of, like, still lazy in that aspect of my life. You know, you said that to your mom. You know, you showed up late to work. You know, you. Bang, ba-boom, ba-boom. There's literally a million things you could constantly be mad or angry or look down on. Literally, in that metaphor, like looking down in a grave, you know, 6 feet under, like being like, "That's, I don't want that." But it's all you. You have to bring it up to the ground to, like, make sure, like, is there a part of this thing that is still good and right for me? Something about me that I know is me. I constantly keep getting so much better at being able to catch myself saying a certain type of word, but not a good thing. It's not about taking this thing out, this negative, and bringing it up and holding it in front of you and being like, is this thing, like, really good? Is this, like, a really good part of me? Because that's not the point. That's why I stopped myself right there, and I said that because what you might be looking for might just be a part of you, which in your conscious mind, in this life right now, in your step in evolution, you might see as not good, as bad. But once, yeah, I mean, I've just seen so much in me how I can witness that this thing that right now looks like a part of me that I don't like and I want to rip it out and throw it away in the garbage is actually something that is me at the core, that is where I come from, that's a value that I hold near and dear, and it was a certain way I was looking at it or some outside influence that was infiltrating it that made me feel a way that was like, ugh, I'm not really trying to mess with that, you know? Like, and I talked so specifically right there because what I am so good at, and this is a different definition of the word good, that I use it right there, I am really skilled at being able to wit and being able to, at least in my head, be able to formulate sentences and try to detail such a subtle thing going on in our brains. Because I've heard so many, you know, through videos, through the internet, through reading, writing, whatever, there's so many speakers out there, or big, beautiful, or even small and simple quotes or passages or the way something says someone that is like, it cuts it straight clear, and all I've needed is the big overarching questions, you know, and answers, like, and deliberation, you know. I just need that. I need the obvious stuff put in front of my face of like love and fear and discerning between the two, and, you know, good foods are good for you and bad foods are bad for you. Like, just all these little reminders. The way my brain works has been, it seems like for me personally, and this is such a confident statement, and I'm just gonna say it, and this is how I actually feel, is I'm really skilled at being able to describe, even if I can't that well here outwardly, in my own head, I see it so clearly. And I see that as a form of description, because my brain, or my, you know, my soul, my being, is able to formulate it in my head, to see it, to be able to picture it as I'm watching something unfold, or as something is just, as I'm feeling a certain way, and therefore, you know, I have a really mentally projected brain where I'm seeing a million things at once, and I like to think most of us do, so I'm not saying you don't, but I just find myself, especially just now, a couple minutes ago, before I kind of veered off a little bit, describing something so much more subtle than how I'm making it sound. Like, the way, and I honestly, see, I've already used it several times in this, but I don't, and I was about to say the word hate even right there. I don't know what the best way to use the word brain is. And when I'm referring to it, I am referring to thoughts, but it feels like it is all happening here, because like my eyes, the gateway to the soul, like I can just feel it all here. It feels like my brain, and I know it is a real piece of our anatomy that does all that work, you know, just processing of neurons firing in our entire body, let alone what we're witnessing here or hearing here, or and the vibration of all that. Even like as I'm speaking, I hear it all because it's sending out a vibration that's vibrating probably my whole face and head and whatever. But even that kind of shit, that might not sound so enlightening or detailed or intelligent, but in my own being, I don't even know, I guess my heart, like I can feel it, but it's more just like a knowing. I see it so clearly, just like I see something written on a page. I see just how deep the smallest little thoughts about this and this and this seem to be. And it's because of going that deep that I've been able to make the general assumptions about so many things that are good for me, not good for me, and just be able to discern a lot and feel like I have something to say, something very important to say to people, especially not even on here. I mean, this is, as much as I love this and I've talked about how good this has been for me, the things that it has, where I've flourished the most with this feeling that I can see things on a very deep level and just like see it. I'm not even talking about like feel it or think about it, like ponder on it constantly. No, like as especially as I'm talking to someone, that's where I'm rewarded the most. Or you're able to see what I'm talking about the most when we are talking about, I mean, like my relationship with my family, for example. I have let out so much to them and showed them so much of me, and I can tell with them versus like a best friend of mine, for example, where it gets cut off, you know, what they're thinking. And see, I feel this edge by you being in front of me or by this being in front of me. It feels like I can't be fully honest because it sounds the most fucking self-absorbed shit you've ever heard. But that's where it feels like since I was a child, like before I could even think or before I can even remember anything, like I don't know, but it has kicked in so hard, obviously, in the last few years, with, you know, basically starting on a psychedelic journey that is life, in the psychedelic experience of life, and my brain just fucking exploded, my eyes opened wide, and it feels like my sensors are on maximum, and I guess I'm the most witness to that when I'm talking to, like, my family, for example, because there isn't another group of people on Earth that saw me my entire childhood when we're all looked at like we don't know shit. Was looked at like I don't know shit, and I definitely was a dumbass. I fucking around, sneaking out, getting in trouble at school, you know, getting in trouble with coaches, you know, getting in fights in sports, you know, or in school, or, you know, just so many little fucking things, or fights with my mom just at home, you know, being disrespectful, being a little shit because I don't know shit. And therefore, my immediate family, they just have a certain way of looking at me that I totally, and there's an example of it right there. I feel like I totally and completely understand as much as I can in this moment why they see me in a certain way. And not so specific, like I don't know exactly how they see me. I know that they love me, I know that they respect me on any certain level, on the whatever point on the spectrum of however they look at me is fine. Just as generalized, like it's so obvious, it's written on your face. That, see, this is what talking does, is I'm able to pinpoint it right there so clearly, at least in my own head, because I caught it right there, that it's not as much as being able to, I can't read someone's mind, but it's written all over your face in every word that you say, in the inflection that you bring, the exact tone that you use, and we could all just be fucking with each other. I get it. Like, in my opinion, that's where I could be totally wrong. That'd be the only way that I would be totally wrong to guess how someone views me or views someone else or views the world in general, is because they're just straight up lying in a moment. Like, literally, let's say I drive by somewhere and I only get like a 20 second or 15 or 10 second view of someone on the side of the street. They could be like, for example, they could be, you know, tweaking on fentanyl. And that's the one end, that's the radical end of the spectrum where I'm like, okay, I can't even see that person because there's such a blockade of drug or paralysis or, you know, schizophrenic type symptoms of a drug that you're on or something like that. You know, like, we all realize that, like, when you drive by someone like that. But I feel like a lot of people do, and that's where, you know, you get witness to the real world, you get witness to so much shit and so many people and how people talk about people. Let's say a homeless person standing on the side of the street, how I've heard homies of mine, how I've heard random people, coworkers, family, does not matter. Every type of person that I've ever come across has talked shit or has made a really deep assumption on the
person that this that person is by how they look on the street tweaking on drugs. As much as that makes someone sound bad, like they're tweaking on drugs, that's literally what happened. What, if they were to sober up right now, they would say the exact same thing. They were off of them, bro. Whatever the fuck that they would say, like. But to me, it's so obvious by now. I mean, that's a radical end of the spectrum where you know you're not seeing the true, what this person is actually saying with their energy. The other end of the spectrum is in a raw-ass argument with your family members, with the people that saw you naked, bathing when you were a child, to, you know, when you got an F on a test and your mom's yelling at you, vulnerable, I'm crying or I'm bitching back, or, you know, she's bitching at me, or I got to go in my room on a timeout or something. And same with me seeing them, same with me seeing my siblings, seeing my mom do that to them, or, you know, them fucking up, or them being an asshole, or them being super happy, like all the points, like grandma and grandpa die, you know, family members, family reunions. You see how I act when my friends are over. You see how I act at sports. You see how I act on the ice when I don't even realize my mom's watching. You know, it's like there isn't a group of people on earth, at least for me, at least for anyone who was blessed to grow up with their family. And I like to think everyone grew up with a family. And if you didn't grow up with anyone and you're listening to me, Austin Hovis, talk on this, first of all, I want you to know I fucking love you. But even if you didn't, no matter who you're surrounded by, there's a group of people or a person that was able to witness you on a level that no one else has. And therefore, for example, when I'm talking to my family, when I'm talking to my sisters and my mom, I'm like, yeah, it's written all over all of our faces to me. And especially by now, I know it's written all over my face. And the only thing that I seem to be getting mad about nowadays with anyone is them not being able to see my face for what it no doubt is. Because what I constantly get is people shrugging shit off, is acting like I'm not sitting here in the present moment waiting for you to tell me anything and everything you have on your entire heart. And seeing that the way I'm looking at you is a look of, I want everything for you. I'm so sick and tired of what we've all had to go through, what I have to witness every day right now, and what I will continue to witness every day for a long time, is people faking it till they make it, is people putting their time and energy into bullshit. And I get it. It's chill, bro. Like, it's a dope life we got. We got so many vices and cool cultural things and colors to be able to absorb and experience in this life. I get it, dude. I'm just saying, I'm so sick of it, though. I get it, but I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of it on myself. So, therefore, when I come to a moment like that, it's like, it's so written all over your face that you're trying to hide it from me, even in the fucking slightest bit. And I'm talking with an angry voice right now, but I'm more just, it gets me up because that is me. That is me not continuing with the podcast as I thought I was going to this summer when I moved out here, or even right away in the spring or the beginning of last winter, at the end of last winter. Like, I just have so many plans that I try to make, whether it be taking more pictures or making a short film or being better music videos, or, you know, helping my boys produce music, or I want to lay something down in the studio, or I need to paint more, I need to journal more, I need to eat healthy as shit, a juice cleanse, I need detox, go start running, all of it, dude. And have I done all of it? Fuck no. But I do not fake it. I don't try to. Actually, that's what's funny about that is I think I do the complete opposite. I try not to fake it. So therefore, I always end up coming off too much, too heavy with, like, all my shit is coming out of me constantly, and I want all your shit. And that's so much to ask of people. I get it. Like, it's so much. It's just so much. But it's so written on everyone's face. That's like seeing that constant level of, like, not being able to just break through people, even though I feel like I sit an open book and no one tests me anymore. I don't. CT, you are the only person that really, Jake Purse, you are the only two people that really fucking test me in my entire life. That's it. Everyone else tests me in certain little ways, but on in this level, bro, it's like where no subject is really off topic. Not really. I mean, there's always going to be stuff that's off topic depending on the exact situation, the exact time you start a conversation, when you walk in the door, when you see this person, how you exactly feel, the interaction that you just had on the street, whatever, leading up into it, like, because you can only talk about so much at once. As much as I wish I could talk about every fucking thing with one person, you know, for I don't know how long it would take to talk about everything. I don't think there is stopping. I think I could sit, not sleep, and talk for the next 80 years. Obviously not, you know, because it's like, you gotta sleep. It's, our bodies, are, it's not physically possible to do that. Who knows? Is it, has anyone ever done that? I don't know. That's how it feels, though, that that's what I want to do. So therefore, I know. So when I say stuff is off limits, I get it. Like, we don't have to talk about everything. We're not going to talk about everything. You're not going to be able to tell me every single thing. Like, do you like this icon on a computer? You know, do you like my note? Like, tell me about notebooks. How many of you have? Like, every single item of life, of nature, of how much you like something, or your thoughts or memories or existential crises and family. And I get it. I won't know about all of it. I won't know how you feel about all of it. I won't be able to see how you treat your body on the day-to-day when no one's around, when you're sitting at home vegetating. I won't be able to see if at the exact angle you stretch your body and what exact point needs to be stretched out, you know, or adjusted or anything. I don't know. It doesn't matter. In this present moment, if I'm in an argument with you, you know, my to my sibling, it's like, then let's be present about exactly what we're talking about right now, because I'm here and I'm so ready to take that. And I go off on all this for some God knows reason after talking about not doing podcasting as much as I planned and it being the end of the year and this being my last one, but it's become so evident that that's what I needed to do. As much as I could have just started kicking ass in the realm of making content over the last 2 years, let alone this year, that was not in my plan. Because time and time again, however many times, every single day, I'm reminded that no. My heart and my soul right now is the most important thing. Not taking a fucking picture, not posting on Instagram to get likes, as much as I already have, but my God, I've just got 20 years of being, in my mind, having some of the best taste in music and culture and love and light and film and stories and being able to see it, be able to feel it, be able to be like, holy shit, like, I want to tell my story. I want to tell the story. I want to tell the people's story. I want to make shit for the people. I want to help people. I want to help myself. As much as I want to do all those things, no, bro. Sit the fuck down. Relax. Breathe. You are everything that you need. I am everything that I need. That is it. I don't even need the clothes on my back. I don't need the shelter over my head. All I need is within me, is right here, is a self-hug. That is it. That is all I need, is a self-hug. I don't know. I just think it's because of that that I feel that way about, especially other people, about feeling so open, about wanting to. And I don't even know how I'm using the word want. I just see it in that way of, fine, maybe it is just a shitty, selfish desire that I have, but that's what I want. I want everything from my people. I want it. I want to see you. And I want to know that you allowing me into your world is helping you open up in general. I want to help open you up. We are all so closed up, man. Everyone I've ever met is. or has been for the large portion of the beginning of their life, because we all grew up under the same guise of false narrative around what it means to be a parent or be a child or what the hell it means to grow up or to have a successful quote-unquote life. We all got so fucked up, whether we're on our way back or whether we're still where we were when we graduated high school. No idea which way is left or right. I get it, bro. I get it, bro. I was there. Like, it's so not chill. I'm quoting my cousin, by the way, the one I worked with here in California when I lived out here before. Not chill or chill. It's just like you'd say it enough or we use lingo enough and it's like, bing, you know, not chill to be in the same ballpark of headspace that we were in when we were in high school, not with as much as information that's being passed around now. You're telling me you're on TikTok for hours and hours and hours a day, and you haven't started to just deconstruct your being, not your brain, not what you do to your body. That all that stuff comes second, you know, or a fifth or a thousandth. First thing it's going to do is just deconstruct what you think is good and bad and what is love and fear and what is hate and what is, you know, food for my soul and what is not. I'm not feeding my soul perfectly. That's not the point. Can I talk about it with more than one person, though? I'm not even really asking that. I'm just asking that for you. I'm asking that for me, like, because that question is nonstop in my head. And when I see everybody, when I see you driving that kind of car or you're spending money on that shit, and I'm asking myself the exact same question, like, really, bro? You know exactly what's up. You already know. So I'm not asking you to, I mean, it's really whatever. Like, it is really whatever. You do you. And you already know I can't affect you. You already know I have nothing to do with your day-to-day. Maybe this is as much as I get. And that's fine. And I don't need to be doing this. And you don't need to be listening. But dog, that's such a big reason why I'm here, why we're all here, is to spread love, is to spread openness. I think out of all of those quotes, out of all those, you know, all this stuff that has, all these messages, all these energies that I've witnessed or taken in or digested, one of the least talked about things, even though it's been talked about plenty enough for me to know how important it is and what it means to me and to everybody, is openness. Though that's our English word to say it. Open. To be open. To be open to life. To be open to new experiences. To be open to that ebbing and flowing that happens every single day. You're not going to go to bed on the dot at the same millisecond every day. And you're not going to wake up the same way. So, dude, every single day is a constant ocean wave, and no two waves are exactly the same size and amount of water, and no way. Every single thing is constantly woo, 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 woo. So, if you can imagine being close to that, oh, you're going to be a cynical person, or you're going to be, you know, putting that anger on so many other things, or not anger. You're going to have put that confusion, or like, why can't it be this way? This is my life. Like, stay here. You know, this is good. And it's like, while the universe is literally pounding on your door at like trying to show you this other thing that's been in front of you the entire time. And you just had to step through, you know, you just had to be like, fine, I'll change. Even if it's like, one of the best thoughts I've had when it comes to change or being open to new experiences, to myself, to evolve, because I want to continue growing and shedding, you know, be the onion and shed the layers and, you know, use every good part of me to affect love and life into myself and everyone. One thing I think about is telling myself, and I think about it with so many other people, obviously, this big, you know, swirling bowl of reflection that I'm in, of thinking about other people and myself. Like, I imagine if someone said to me, if the universe, because that's how I view my life, is the universe is the one talking to me, whatever that is, source, God, everything, is saying, here's the door, and you know, even if it, just to bring it back down to earth, it's an interaction with a coworker. Just, that's a perfect, we all fucking got jobs, whoever, random human being on the side of the street, they ask you a question, and the universe right there, boom, puts a door right in front of you and says, see, you can walk through it if you want to. That's it. We're not going to shove. The universe is not the one that shoves, you know, that pushes you and like gives you a stiff arm straight to the back and pushes you through it. No, they're the one that's just going to come over and set the door right in front of you. And they're going to tell you simultaneously that, listen, you can walk straight through this door and you can come right back. You're not going to die, you know. Okay, I mean, obviously, you could, as we see death in this life as our body dying. Fine, whatever, maybe you could. And that brings a lot of fear and why we don't step through a lot of doors. Makes sense. Why I don't step through a lot of doors, because of dying, quote unquote, what we see as me. But it's going to say, here's the door you can step through. And guess what? You can step right back into your old self. That is the best way to look at it. That's the only way to get me. That's the only way. That was the only way to get me into so many doors. It's thinking about two-a-days at football practice growing up. Like once I got into high school football or hockey, two-a-day practice. But I think about football, two-a-day practices. We practice in the morning on the field, then we work out in between, and then we practice back out on the field again. And it's hot, and it's hot as fuck, middle of the summer, and it's hell doing two-a-days. But in my head, I obviously wasn't consciously thinking this exact thing down to a T, but I was. After so many practices or so many shitty things that I've gotten myself to do, so many times I've used this subconsciously as a reason to do it, is thinking like, okay, get through these 2 weeks and then you can go back to sitting on the couch doing nothing. That exactly. But what ends up happening after you do those 2 weeks, after you step through that door, there is actually no going back ever. So why the fuck not just step through the door? Or else you're just going to stay standing at the same corner that you grew up with. You're never going to see more than the trees on that corner. You're never going to know these two streets that are intersecting. Nothing else. You won't be able to share this fucking raging ball of love and energy and light that we all have inside of ourselves. The only way to do that is to be open, not to be closed off. Like literally, it's just like, sure, and no, sure, no. Open, close, open, close. Love, fear, love, fear. That's it. So I've been so poor at being able to get this across to all the little interactions that I have with my life, and especially friends and little things with family and interactions and significant others. I mean, I can't do this shit. Not perfectly, not now. I don't, like, see, that's such bullshit talk right there, because obviously, dude, like, you don't need to. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I feel for that so much because I see that. At least I can fucking be aware of that. At least I can sit back and be like, I know that this is so much to ask. And I just want it so bad. Because I love it. I've just tasted it too many times by now. It's not chill. That part, see, is not chill because it's so radically amazing. Amazing doesn't even come close to a good word to describe it. It is so. It is so. It's so. That's it. It's so. It is everything. And at that exact same time, in silence, you find that it is nothing. If you don't feel like so many opportunities and doors are being shown to you 24/7, you probably just end up going with it, you know? Like, not questioning, not being like, okay, this is, because the way I'm describing it is such a classic thing of people that get that get introduced to these ideas of like experiencing more in life and being more open to it and more loving on this spiritual and holistic lifestyle that, and the certain people that, and influences, let's say, that I was around, it's so easy to be like, okay, no, hold on. No, this is a good thing. I'm going to do this. Then you get just in over your head. You start overanalyzing everything when it could just be nothing. And it's not a big deal. And it's nothing to make out of. Do this. And see how I can just flip from all that. This is the greatest fruit of life of all time. And then, or it could be nothing. If that right there isn't the two fish, you know, swimming around, catching each other's tail, the yin and yang symbol, I don't know what is. And it's not like one of those just means good or bad or dark or light or evil, you know, or love or fear or love. That's obviously such a base teaching because that speaks to a much larger, much harsher reality that there's so much fear and evil and darkness in the world, but everything is yin and yang. So that is why I have Everything is Nothing and Nothing is Everything in this podcast bio. I think that's why I put it in there. That's why when I first learned that, and as in learned it, not just saw it, not just heard it, but actually like pondered it, reflected on it, and saw the truth in it. No matter how far deeply I saw the truth in it, I still felt it. I still felt this a sliver of it, or I felt a big-ass chunk of it, whatever, is that everything is nothing and nothing is everything. They're not chasing each other. They're just following each other around. And each one is useful, whether it be we're talking about fear versus love, or whether it be, you know, this is like, take every opportunity, be so open with that energy. That could all be true. The substance, which I'm saying, which is be open, you know, see the opportunities to be present and be vulnerable with someone that really wants to do that with you, life with you, be open to that, yes, but the energy that I'm saying that with, like, this, that is the yin, and the yang would be, or vice versa, the yang would be, I will accept these experiences as they come, and I will allow myself to make the decision when the moment comes, when the moment arises. You find that in those different energies that we ebb and flow with, because anyone would be lying to say that they don't ebb and flow in the world that we live. Because I live in a damn near concrete jungle, you know, in a metropolitan area with a job, you know, and I'm still integrated in this culture in a certain way. That fast-paced, like, where my emotions are fluctuating enough to the point where sometimes it needs that, this shit, in a good way of, like, I love this, I love you, like, stop, shut up, like, listen to me, no, you're not hearing me, like, and sometimes it's, I don't think detached is the right word, I'm attached, but I'm just hanging out. I'm just along for the ride is the better way to put it. You know, like in Nemo on the turtle's back, like I'm just got my arm on there, you know, just floating through the waves, man. You know, you so totally rock, squirt. Sometimes you just get lit. And I'm just saying I feel lit so often. I mean, it feels like 90% of every day for the last 2 years, bro, I am turned up. All the craziness of witnessing these interactions, for me personally, honestly, fuck how crazy the reactions are, or the interactions and how crazy life is, because that's a no shit, no brainer to me. I know that just as a fact. The part that rattles my cage, that makes me go, that makes me wild out, that makes me turned up, as I just said, is knowing that I'm witnessing it. I see those as two different, they're not separate, but I'm trying to discern between the two from a descriptive standpoint, that I'm to know that I'm witnessing it, bro. and it feels like the other people around me are not by the words they're saying. And even though in that moment I might not be actually turning up, you know, phonetically, but it comes with the things that we say, the things that, like, when after that interaction is over, you know, driving home or whatever, who's saying what? What the fuck are we all talking about? Where our attention lies is what we fucking give a shit about, what we're witnessing, what we're aware of. What we're aware of is what we care to talk about or care to express and get it out, because that much witnessing of craziness that we call life here, that's enough for me to fucking explode sometimes. You bet, dog. You bet. It's about to make me stand up and flip this whole thing. And just in the name of, like, I shouldn't care about a desk, about paying for a new one, about the how this comes out. If everything breaks on the table, I don't care. I'm literally gonna flip. I feel so fucking blessed to feel that way, because my God, has that level of emotion and trapped energy, trapped emotion, can be fucked with, make you confused, make you rethink yourself, make you unsure of yourself. And that energy, that balled up energy, whether it be for a woman, a man, you know, a mother, a father, can come out in such radically different ways. And different meaning one end shooting straight to the love end of the spectrum, and one shooting straight to the anger, evil, fear, resentment side of the spectrum, and everything in between on every spectrum of how you feel about this and this and this and this and this and this, and how this person said this made you feel, and you not, then at that small interaction, you don't say anything or you don't process it. So it just builds it up and builds it up and builds it up. That's what makes dads hit their wives, their kids. That's what makes abusive tendencies, whether it be verbal, physical, narcissism, you know, gaslighting, like true gaslighting, where you know exactly what you're doing. You want this person to hurt so bad. Fuck them in this moment, forgetting about how much you love and care about this person. So that's why I feel so blessed to know in my heart that this shit is pure. Not 100. 100% is such a unique perspective in statistics and math to be able to say the number 100%. No. I'm not 100% pure, built up and fucking rant with love. I have anger. I have sadness. I have shitty feelings about things. I have anything but pure love. But God, it feels like so much love. And I end up speaking it to so many people that I'm around nowadays. And I just feel so fucking blessed to have a voice, to be able to be sitting here every single day. Dude, for the last 2 years, when I started this shit, I'm a stoner. I'm scared. My heart is fucking racing, as I know, you know, girls of my past or homies or whoever the fuck, random people are going to watch this shit. I was about to say I don't give a shit, and that's not the truth. Now, I've just grown, and I'm so done with all that kind of, I'm just so done with not being honest, because I've seen that I'm not just losing every friend. And, you know, by being honest, by showing just how much I love and care and how much I witness you, I don't just, you know, get fired from every job and I'm not homeless on the side of the street. I have the ability to be responsible, to take care of people, to be able to take care of my responsibilities so that, you know, that I'm not homeless on the side of the street. And I can fucking be that person that if you talk to me, that if you have a good, honest conversation with me, I can just promise that I'm going to be so fucking brutally honest with everything that I know and feel in my heart. Mixing that with brain or facts, something real world. Whatever, you know, that's conversation. It's always going to be feeling mixed with knowledge or, you know. But you've got it. I want to give you that. And I just feel so much resistance when I talk to most people in my life. And it's that rings very true in my brain when I say that out loud, because I was there with all of y'all. I was there myself. I was in a place where I wasn't witness to that opportunity. I wasn't witness to just how open I know I can be. Now that I am, it does make it hard to feel that level of just how much more and more I've witnessed, like how far. It's not about pushing it. I said this in one of the ones I did before about you can push it far and far, farther and farther, and go farther and farther of just how open and vulnerable you can be. It's not even, but maybe it's just you're backing up. Maybe like the wings are just spreading and you're backing up, and your field of view is just getting wider and wider and wider. And sooner or later, you know, I'm not going to have any blinders on. I'm not going to be so tunnel visioned on, I feel this way, and like, I'm not even thinking about how I might be affected in a million other realms of myself to be able to feel this way and therefore put this emotion on you. And I fucking try my best. Like, fuck no, I have not taken just an ungodly amount of pictures or traveled so much or done a lot of solo backpacking like I want to or eaten perfectly or whatever. I stopped smoking pot. Oh, literally, her fucking Ray. That happened this year. A year off marijuana. Let's fucking go. There's a real world example of something that happened this year. Fine. There you go. But fuck all that shit. In all honesty, for me up to this point, because here I am not so jacked. Here I am not able to just run 10 miles or 5 miles casually. Those being two just random but very pertinent things in my mind that I would love to be able to do. I can't do them, but what can I do? Bro, I can give you every ounce of me. From the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. And then if you wake me up in the middle of the night and you have to talk about something, bro, you've got me. You have me. I like need that. I think that is why that is me. That is becoming me. Or that is me. And I'm really shredding the layers. Really getting them off of me. Because me saying that, me exclaiming that, knowing a single soul might watch this, I'm putting in someone's ear. You know, I'm reminding them as much as I'm reminding myself that is the truth. That as much as I hide it up to this point, as much as I hold back in conversation with certain people, that's not me. Me is openness. I love you. I want to be there for you. We have all been through so much fucking shit. I probably haven't been through near as much shit as you or had as much responsibility to do this and this and this and juggle all of them at once. Bro, I've been a shitbag, lazy, damn near bankrupt, homeless. You know, I could have no family or no friends right now, whatever. I'm so fucking blessed to be in the position where I don't have to be whooping my ass with three jobs, you know, trying to pay rent or trying to raise a kid or whatever. I'm so fucking blessed. And I want you to know, I need you to know, I am there for you. I try to be this there for myself to be able to remain calm, to come from a place where my dad was physically emotionally, verbally abusive, had a temper like no one's business. No one should ever know what he's ever done. Thank God I feel that level of roof in this way. I'm so blessed, and I don't want to harm a head on any. I don't want to harm a hair on anyone's head. I just fucking love you. I'm so fucking blessed and grateful to have had these last couple years, to have TPW TCO as a fucking canvas for me to just paint myself and paint the world that I see. And I haven't even fucking come close to any of it. And I'm just so fucking blessed to be alive and to be me. I'm so thankful to have these people around me that are willing to listen to me and willing to witness me and still care for me after I do go off or after I say too many things for them to possibly understand or possibly, you know, be open enough to receiving at a certain moment, because I'm just dropping it on them. I'm sorry, but I'm so appreciative that you've given me any second of your attention, and I'm so fucking thankful to be me. And that doesn't mean Austin Hovis, and that doesn't mean I'm so thankful to be the cool guy with the backwards hat and this shirt on and whatever the fuck who says these words and acts cool. No, bro. I'm so blessed to be me, which I like to think is love. We are all balls of love and light in the center. And I'm so blessed to be witnessing more and more about how I can just have a straight positive impact on people. Even if to them or to many people on the outside, it may seem like, dude, chill. You know, we're all chill. We're all gonna live and die and whatever, and everything's okay. I want so much more for you and for everyone. I need that before I die on this earth. And if I die tomorrow, at least I died swinging. At least I died doing what I love on many levels. Maybe not all of them, but if I'm gifted with a long enough life, whatever the hell that means on this earth, I will only keep being able to give more and offer more to everyone and be able to reflect that right back onto myself and take care of myself better and do the things I want to do and be more of a badass, be fucking more respectful, you know, be a better man, you know, think about becoming a father one day and all that amazing and important and just astoundingly beautiful responsibility that comes with that, and be a better son for my mom while we're both still here, and find more love, have more hugs, and the good ones, the ones where we're hugging because we understand each other, and I fucking feel you. And I went through such a large ass phase of no understanding of it. Doesn't matter if the universe was saying, oh no, there was understanding there, Austin. It doesn't matter. I went through such a chunk, middle portion from now, from when I was born till now, so the biggest chunk out of all the years of misunderstanding of we're not talking about what we actually feel. And therefore, I feel like I'm not being heard, or I can tell you're not, or you're saying to me, you're not being heard. And even though I'm trying my best, it's like, and now, you know, I just want more understanding. I want, then you hug, then I can say I love you. And it's because we're there for each other. And I can say I love you because I know I'm at least doing everything that I can, because I'm forgetting what I have to worry about tomorrow. I'm forgetting what, you know, whatever other priority I might have in this moment. No, bro, you've got it. Because this is me, this conversation, if I can't challenge myself to decipher what's going on here, to be able to witness, to look deeper into your eyes, to be able to see past whatever bullshit that now I'm, you know, it's turning so quick by right now, by today, by the end of 2024, at the age of 25 for me, I'm seeing so much easier and quicker and gracefully when my brain is trying, when my ego is trying to infiltrate of like, no, this person's this, or this is going on actually, and they're just not saying it. No, to pierce straight through into this vulnerable human being who is just telling me about them, being able to respectfully take that in and be able to give them back whatever love and light and vulnerability and, you know, communication and open conversation that I can offer somebody. That is the most important thing that we, I think, can do on this life, is be open with these people surrounding us. Because then we always end up being more open with ourselves. Fuck clothes. Fuck all this other bullshit. Fuck, not fuck the internet, but fuck, you know what I mean by fuck the internet. Fuck every ounce of bullshit on the internet. Fuck, you know, pro sports and like worshiping it. Fuck, you know, what kind of car you drive? I don't give a fuck. And I never will ever again. I do not care, dude. Fuck what kind of music you listen to. I mean, it really does come down to so many little things like that. Like clothes, what you drive, what kind of, how big of a house do you got? You know, I don't care. I want to have a fucking open conversation with you. I don't care what job you have. I don't care how much money you make a year. I want to have a good, open conversation with you before maybe in the next handful of years, I can be way more and more and more peaceful, at peace, where I'm, you know, I'm sitting on my porch with a cup of coffee. I don't need to say nothing to nobody ever. But right now, while I'm here, while I got this juice that I can't get off of my chest, as much as it feels shitty, or as much as I put so much shit on so many people around me, I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, but I'm not. That's that. If anyone says shit like that, that, you know how they're not. That's how you know they're not sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not sorry. That's how I am. That is who I am right now. That is what is exploding out of me and trying to be like, hey, hello, everybody around me. I have all this to get off my chest, and I hope you can share it with me now before, bro, I can't, unless I successfully bring every one of the people closest to me onto a commune and we're able to spend the later years of our life, which if it's not obvious, grandparents, whoever, the elderly, as in 50 plus, just elder folks of Earth, they're always calmer, open to more conversation, want to care about family, want to know how you feel, what you're up to, yada, 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 then maybe I'll be, but as far as it's looking right now, I'm trying to fucking be here for everyone right now and be there for myself right now so that I can enjoy those later years of more purity, of far more love than I would get by not thinking or not caring about any of this. I care about this and that alone, really. Like, if I'm, how are you really, Austin? Like, dude, no. How are you? That's actually what I give a shit about. That's actually what I give a shit about. Plenty of me, but, you know, plenty of me cares about TPW, TCO, or making a few bucks off of it, or making some cool fucking shit, or making some beautiful things, being able to just express myself that maybe no one else sees as beautiful, but I definitely know is beautiful, even just when it comes to the next painting I might draw, or next thing I might write in my journal. I hope to create far more beautiful things and more of it, up the quantity, up the quality, up the, and not just quality and how good it looks, again, to how it feels. Am I expressing more and more and more? And such a large part of my expression is not here, not on a podcast, not on Instagram, but every time I'm with my family, friends, significant other, random person, does not matter, any human being I come in contact with every single day over the last however many thousand days, I care about you being open and I care about me being open and us being able to shed the shit layers that we all got put on our shoulders, like all those weights, all those, you know, pieces of armor, you know, that we didn't even ask to be put on ourselves, and we put on. I'm trying to see that soft little, you know, egg inside, because you're not as hard as you act. Surely I'm not, you know, how hard I might have acted back in high school, let's say. Always a scaredy cat, always a little softy wuss, you know, and that's good. I like being able to know that now, because that's what a man is about. Like, I'm going to be a protector and I'm going to be able to provide and I'm going to be strong about my certain feelings and stuff. But, bro, you got to crack that egg open or else it's going to become too hard and you'll never be able to break it. No matter what sledgehammer or, you know, never. So break it. Help me break it. Help you break it for yourself. And then we can be just two squishy eggs, you know, cuddly teddy bears giving each other a hug instead of, you know, two rocks just smashing into each other and breaking off massive portions, shit you can't repair, you know? I fucking love you so much. Yes, you, everyone. No, but you actually. I know, dude. I'm sorry for being so much, but not sorry. As much as I've apologized so much for a long time now, I've been told I gotta stop doing that. Not in like a bad way, like, bro, you gotta stop doing that. I'm not actually sorry. I say sorry to try to save your feelings or save however much you just went through having to listen to me, but the universe does have the plan waiting for me, and I will accept it as it comes. Anything else? I don't even know. For the record, I truly don't promote Not anymore, at least, because I kind of stepped out in total from at least the full-on expectation or, like, thought process that goes along with modern Western traditions, as in New Year and New Year's resolution, and, like, everything changes when the New Year starts. And I know it's such a basic thing also to say, like, just another day, you know? Doesn't matter. Just because it's New Year doesn't mean something drastically crazy happened. I just think we get on a time clock, you know, our body's being used to so many things, and it does mean something. As much as I don't align with it fully, especially since I quit pot, or the last time I smoked pot was on January 5th of this year, almost a full year, that I think just set me on a time clock when it came to a year. That our bodies do, you know, we're so used to, you know, 364-ish days going by and it being our birthday again, feeling this exact way exactly 364 days after. Same thing with all holidays, you know, certain traditions or, you know, routines or schedules that we have. And the New Year is a big one for that reason, that we are all kind of wired on that time clock. And it just so happens it's been a year for me off of the most impactful substance that I've ever digested, I guess, in a metaphorical and a literal sense. I guess maybe external energy is the best way to put that. Maybe the most important of that. So I haven't had any, 6-year-long relationship with a significant other, or I haven't, I had this mass mentoring or anything other just like really radical go on in the last handful of years, especially since like high school age. Marijuana did its thing, and I'm so blessed to have had this time and to know, you know, a year mark is a big thing, just like being sober from alcoholism. You know, one of the most beautiful things that you see in this life that we have is seeing people go from the worst, most desperate version of themselves, where they're drinking themselves poorly and they, you know, lose their family and job because of it, or they lose everything because of substance abuse. And every time I see, you know, anything on social media or in person, someone talking about they're this many days sober, dude, that's like the coolest shit ever. I think, like, nope. And you can see it as they say it. Like, yeah, they know, like, life was so much fun way back then, but there's that light back in their eyes, and I just feel it in myself. I can let other people tell me that they're happy with my growth, or that I'm changing in a good or powerful and radical way, but I feel it. I feel it first, and I just feel good and I feel blessed, and I'm blessed for this year. I'm blessed for moving out here to California. This year has changed my life, and it's my golden year, yada, yada, yada. You know, I'm 25 and I was born on the 25th. Bro, it's time to get stronger, get physically stronger, get my body right. I've been doing so much care about everything I just talked about. There's still balance. I can't do everything of one side at once and just 100% forget the other. I continue to stretch, little workouts, my job I do. I get a good movement in, and everything's good. Everything is really good, and it's so abundant, and I'm so blessed, and the people in my life are the most beautiful I could ever possibly imagine. I am so unbelievably blessed with each person, especially this year that I came across and who I have visited, or anybody that I talked to this year. Let's just put it just in a year standpoint, let alone especially within this last year and a half, 2 year, 3 year, you know, range. Just a lot of men, women, friends, family, you know, really close people that I wouldn't trade a single thing for the entire universe. If I knew I was going to win the lottery, that $1 billion that they just gave out, nah, bro. Give it to the next guy. He definitely wants it more than me.
I'd rather have all this. I'd rather have each one of those people on each one of you. So damn beautiful, so damn good looking. I love the way you guys talk. I love the inflections in your voice. And if I don't know you, and which is crazy, bro, I'll never not stop. If I remember anytime I think of it, I will say it. Like, if I don't know you or you don't know me personally, I still love your inflection. I fucking love people, and I love anyone that's got a good enough heart to listen to me talk for this long. But yeah, I love all you. Keep being you. That's the point, is to keep being you. Fuck all the things that are not you. Forget it doesn't fuck it. It doesn't deserve you. All those attachments, all those things leeching onto you and not wanting to let go, you gotta get them. You gotta do the work. You gotta clean and inspect yourself, you know. And I just want that because I love you, and that's the only reason that you were ever in my life or are in my life, is because I see that soft little egg in the center of it, and I fucking love it so goddamn much. I'm about to, yeah, just smooch all of you, you know, in a totally non-weird way, but obviously, oh, the most weird way, and just the most bizarre and disgusting way. I just want to smooch all of you. And all right, weirdos, I wish I really could talk forever, because this is like my favorite thing ever, is talking to anyone and just being open and honest. But I love you. I appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Just kidding. I love you.